This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Joel Embiid for tonight has been upgraded from out to doubtful. Like, that's your upgrade. So you're completely not going to play to you're probably not going to play. But that doesn't mean it can't change as the day continues. He did go through the shoot-around. That part did happen. So how he feels before the game might decide whether or not that he is someone that will play in this game tonight. And it's a huge game three for them. Because why? Because if they go down 0-3, we know that's a wrap. Now, Bart, speaking of three, this is hour number three. When it's hour number three, what does that mean?
It's the power hour.
Yeah, buddy.
Give you a little digital.
I tell you what, he's went from out to doubtful to probably to maybe, I hope so, to he.
If he's going to do the whole Dark Knight thing, does he have to also like put the mask on? And he's like, I'm playing.
Yeah.
I'm playing for my city tonight.
He'll be like, Joel, are you afraid to lose? I'm not afraid to lose. I'm afraid to lose to them.
I said it earlier. I'll say it again for those who maybe didn't listen earlier. Why does Batman, when he has the mask on, does he spill it?
Because you ain't supposed to know his
voice.
Bruce
Wayne, he's all just like regular Bruce Wayne. Like,
because
cool.
You know our voice.
Mask goes on.
Because you know our voice, right? Like, you don't want somebody recognize. Raymond, is that you?
Is that you?
Man, this ain't Raymond, man. Give me all your money, man. Raymond, take that damn mask off and put that gun down. Hey, man, I got a couple chumps over there at the court, man. Couple chumps. Man, I give you $40 for it. Man, now you robbing me. Go to my car, get my other gun. Shoot everybody.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if you're like in a Dark Knight, like a parody movie where he says something to a villain like, what? Like then you have like the Joker. Excuse me.
Like I'm sorry, I can't follow.
Could you say that again? Because you didn't quite enunciate.
What would
be hilarious if that's what he says.
What do you want
to
me to do? What do you want?
I didn't know you had a speech impediment. That's interesting.
My God, can I get captioned? I have no idea what he's saying. Anybody can help me?
So Embiid could be in tonight. He might not be in, but it just feels like this series is really on the precipice. It just feels like this thing's going to turn real fast because James Harden has not been able to find that game that they need him to play. You see it in spurts, but you're just not seeing it for 48 minutes, and it's desperate. You're getting a lot out of Tyrese Maxey. You got more out of Tobias Harris than you have, and that was good. But still, Sixers tonight, certainly on the brink. Got to win this game tonight. Heat at the Sixers, 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN, and the Heat are up 2-0. Suns and the Mavericks are the other one of the doubleheader tonight, 9:30, also on ESPN. And the Suns are up 2-0. Luka Doncic is putting up numbers, but his defense is horrific. You say that all the time, right? He's the fish. I mean, they're finding him in every pick and roll possible. Jason Kidd's got to figure that out. But Jalen Brunson might have made himself a ton of money in the first round against the Jazz. That money's starting to slip away in this second round here because he has not shot the ball well. They have locked him up. And he has not been there, and Jason Kidd is begging somebody to step up and be that second scorer for Luka Doncic. The big games, of course, are Saturday. You got that Bucks-Celtics series. That has been great. I think Marcus Smart says he's ready to go for Game 3, so he's back in the lineup. That moves to Milwaukee now. That's 3:30 ABC. And then the Grizzlies and the Warriors, which has been a fun physical series, a lot of trash talk and physicality. That game three is 8:30 ABC on Saturday night. It's in the Bay now. And will Klay Thompson find his game, which he hasn't really played well in the first two games? And how will they fare defensively against Ja without Gary Payton II, who was injured, as you know, in game two? And he will be out for quite a while, including the rest of this series. And Dylan Brooks, who was the one who got the flagrant two on that foul, he got suspended for this game. So, again, a lot to watch there on that front. But, you know, Bart, when it comes to the playoffs and when it comes to all this, I just want to point this out. Ja Morant has played so well. And we think, like, would you say he's going to be all NBA, right? I mean, I think it's a given he'll be all NBA. First team, second team, third team. He's going to be on one of them.
Mm-hmm.
He's had that good a season. If he does, you know how much money awaits him?
A lot.
Because he's in the class of 2019 with Zion and RJ and all those guys who are now up for their rookie extensions off their rookie deals. So if he gets all NBA, which we expect, the Grizzlies could give him a 5-year, $217 million contract.
Damn.
Now, the basic one, because that's the supermax, that's the 30%. Now, like Zion and RJ, they're due for 5 years, 181. If you, would you give Ja Morant $217 yes. million dollars in yes. 5 years and not even yes. blink an eye?
Yes.
Yes.
Because you don't even want to play around with him having aspirations and start looking around like, maybe I should go here. You want him to lock in, kind of like Giannis got his and then he got his supermax. You want to be able to just go ahead and get him early as possible. Price only going to go up.
I mean, it's really incredible when you think about
because you talk about when these small markets being able to attract other stars to a small market. Is he a player that that good players want to go play with?
Yeah. I mean, they already have good players. That's the thing. Is
but they're young. They're that small. It's really grow, all right? homegrown, though. I'm talking about, like,
now,
superstars
you answered,
from other teams.
You answered without hesitation, yes, that you'd give them the 5-year 217. Here's why. Look at this list of players who generated the most views on the NBA social media platforms during the playoffs. All right, Giannis is fifth, 46.2 million. Chris Paul, fourth, 48.8 million. Jason Tatum, third, 56 million. Steph Curry, second, 88 million. Ja Morant at number one, and listen to this number, 149.3 million views generated. His dunk against the Timberwolves, that one that just, he jumped from, I think, the hash marks and just, who was it that he obliterated, by the way, tried to take a charge? I forget who that was. 44 million views on that dunk. So this guy is box office, and he is, the Grizzlies will give him $217 million, and they will feel like they're stealing it. Like, they still are getting their value. But would you give Zion $181 million if you're the Pelicans?
Nope.
Are you giving R.J. Barrett $181 if you're the Knicks?
Nope.
I mean, you know, it just shows you in the draft, nothing's given. Darius Garland was the fifth pick in that draft. You giving him $181 million if you're the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. How about Tyler Hero? He's not getting $181 because he was the 13th pick, but he's sixth man of the year. I mean, you're giving him whatever, right? Like, whatever it is, whatever that cap is, I didn't do the math, but whatever it is, you're giving it to him.
Yeah. It's crazy how Darius Garland has become – Darius Garland can mess around and have a better career than Ja Morant. I like his game.
I don't know about
he's
that.
Big, he's big time. We don't know
Listen,
how long –
Listen, you've already set a fire with the Embiid.
No, hold up. Darius Garland is an all-star this year, correct?
Of course he is.
He's a baller. Yeah. And his game doesn't seem – it seems like it's going to age well. Ja, I just get concerned. You know, like you get concerned with Zion. With how he falls and how he jumps.
Oh, okay. The athleticism part?
Yeah. I get nervous with that. And that's a big part of his game. Where Garland, I don't think that's the biggest part of his game. Mm-hmm. It's his handles, his skill set, his shooting ability, his ability to
shooting
in
ability
lane.
Is a big part of it, yeah.
Right. Where Ja is like Allen Iverson. He falls so much. He's like a mix between Allen Iverson and Derrick Rose or Westbrook with how violently he jumps and how he exposes himself. And the law of averages is – all it takes is one bad jump, and he gives a lot of opportunities to go up in the air, get airborne, where you know anything can happen.
It makes you think of Derrick Rose. It really does, and you're just hoping that isn't it. I mean, it's you know that's a big problem. But if you think about these top three picks the last 5 years, you know he is obviously right now the best of the top three of his draft. Now Zion can still have whatever, right? He could still have that career that it looks like he could, but he's only played half the game so far. We don't know. But, I mean, there's some draft. Like the 2017 draft, the number one pick was Markel Fultz. The second pick was Lonzo Ball. You know what the third pick was? Jason Tatum. Out of those three, who's worth the money?
Tatum.
Yeah, think about it, right?
Markel Fultz, man, like.
His career just never got
off
the ground.
He's been
everywhere,
and he's been injured, and he's playing well in Orlando, but never the superstar we thought he would be.
Yeah. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We got your calls. We'll continue. We've got sports truths that we need to hear. And there's been some great ones we've gotten on Twitter, and we'll continue, of course, with the calls on that. Coming up, though, in 30 seconds or less, what a win for the Mets. What a win. What a comeback. What a story that has been. There's been a lot of good stories in the world of baseball, and we'll get to those in a few minutes. But first, we want to remind you that Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, and ATV, and more. Maybe even a jet ski on the East River. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. All right, so We got bad weather here in New York. So no Mets tonight. No Yankees either. So the Mets are in Philadelphia. Nothing there. Yankees-Rangers, that's been postponed. Again, you got some bad weather in the New York area. Sunday Night Baseball and no K-Rod cast, although last Sunday's was fantastic. And you know what? Let's talk to the star of the show, Michael Kay, who joins us each week at this time. The voice of the Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Of course, Yankee Baseball and Yes Network. And part of the K-Cast with Alex Rodriguez as well. The K-Rod cast. But we call it the K-Cast because we like you better. How you doing, Michael?
Doing great. Doing great. I have nothing to do tonight, so if you want to hang out.
Right? I mean, we've got some basketball to watch, some hockey. But before we get into what we saw from the Mets last night, we're going through something today that we're having fun with a lot of callers. And I'd love to get your take on this one because we've had some great ones. Tom Brady decided to go with the Justin Bieber, tell me the truth, and he did the whole Tuck rule was a fumble. Is there a sports truth that you would want to hear from a person involved in a play, a controversial moment, whatever in sports, that you want to hear the truth from them? Who would it be?
Roger Clemens. Roger, were you really throwing the bat at Piazza?
That's a great one. I love that one. You're right. Because what did he say that he had? No, he thought it was the ball.
He was
right?
Just throwing it out of the way. Yeah, just throwing it out of the way.
Somebody
out of the way, right at his head.
Right. We had a caller that said that they'd want Altuve to tell us, did you have a buzzer or not?
Yeah, that's better than Clemens. Yeah. Because I think everybody assumes what Clemens was doing, but I'd love to know the Altuve situation.
I think we all definitely would.
And I also wouldn't mind hearing Barry Bonds talk about the cream.
Yeah. I mean, that's right. Like, there's another one that is just would. And how about, I don't think Pete Rose has never said he bet on his team to lose, right?
Right.
He's only said he only bet on them to win. That might be another one.
I believe that, though.
I believe that.
Yeah, because he was such an ultra competitor, but that doesn't make him any less guilty. But I don't think he built a bet on them to lose.
We got some good ones. I think if you asked anybody on the Phillies for a truth, they would tell you that there's no way they believe they would lose that game last night. But there's something, I guess, there's certain teams, like the Yankees have been fantastic. They have had a great start. You know, you see what they're doing, and there's a little magic with them. But there's something different about the Mets this year because they do get off to good starts year after year, and there's always like that moment in the season where the whole bottom drops out, the Mets met, and things just get ridiculous. But there's something different about this team. They have a little bit of, I hate to say magic because I know that's a thing, an old thing with the Mets, but is it true? Is there just something special or different about this Mets team than we've seen in a long time?
Well, they've had three games that you could say that there's pixie dust on them. When they were down 2-0 with two outs to the Cardinals, they won that game 5-2. When a great third baseman, Nolan Arenado, inexplicably throws the ball away. Then they have the five-pitcher no-hitter. And then last night, I mean, I was watching a lot of that baseball game. I kept going back to the Ranger game. And the only thing that got me back is, you know, I'm looking at Twitter and they're going, wow, I turned it back. You know, in the middle of the ninth inning. So those are the type of wins you need to have special seasons. I mean, there has to be, I don't believe in like magic or anything like that, but there has to be those wow moments where that makes the team believe too. Forget about the fan base. Now this team, when they're down 7-1 in the ninth inning, they never think they're out of it. And I think a lot of it has to do with the players buying into what Buck's selling, and Buck is an extraordinary manager, and I think they all know that they go into every single game and they're never going to lose a game because the other manager outsmarted theirs or the other manager's more prepared. They might be as prepared, but not more prepared. And I think that really lends something to this team. This team is really good, and they have a real good chance.
Michael, is it something in the air in New York, right? For so long, it's been a dark cloud, not only just over baseball teams, the football teams, the basketball teams. But it just seems like we're entering maybe a golden era again of New York sports. Is this something real or is this fool's gold for us just to get our hopes up again? You know, Donovan Mitchell may come and, you know, this may happen and the Mets are not the same old Mets. They go to the vault, not the ATM. Like, is this something in the air? Do you sense it? Do you feel it? Because I feel like it's maybe something special happening with all the sports kind of figuring it out after being horrible for so long.
Well, let's hope, Bart, that air has blown south from New England because they've had that air for about 10 years now, maybe longer. And New York has been, you know, awful with their sports teams. But I don't know if I'm going to really buy into that just yet, Bart, because, you know, a couple of weeks ago, the Nets just got swept by the Celtics. So they're a New York team, too. But the Yankees look good. The Mets look good. I think what the Giants and the Jets did in the draft, obviously outstanding. I think the Islanders will bounce back. I think the Rangers have a real chance to beat the Penguins, especially with DeSmith out for the rest of the postseason. So there's good things in the air. And, you know, Bart, don't we deserve it? Don't we deserve it?
God. 10 years. I mean, it's been 10 years, an eternity in New York time.
I just think how obnoxious we'd be as a city if New York had the success that Boston had for that run, like from 2004, yeah, 2004 to the last Patriots Super Bowl. It's just, it was nauseating. Was it two Bruins Stanley Cups? I know at least one. Two right. World Series, the countless Patriots Super Bowls. It's like they didn't lose anything. Celtics won a championship.
Not two World Series, I think four.
Oh, my God. I tried to forget. I don't want to know. Michael Kay joining us right now, the voice of the Yankees, of course. Also part of the K-Rod cast on ESPN2 on Sunday Night Baseball. And the voice of the Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Is Shohei Ohtani the best player in baseball?
He's the most intriguing. Whether he's the best, I don't know if he's the best pitcher in baseball, nor do I know if he's the best hitter in baseball, but he's the only guy that could do both of them.
Right.
And do them at a really high level where he'd be considered the best pitcher and the best hitter. So even if he's in the top five on those two categories, to do them together and not miss a beat, he's an amazing player to watch. And I'll tell you what, guys, if he remains healthy, I don't know who's going to win MVP over him. I mean, who could be more valuable than a guy who pitches and hits? So, I mean, he knocked his number off the scoreboard at Fenway Park yesterday.
That was unbelievable, right? I asked that because he seems to be, like, and maybe best player in baseball wasn't the right way, MVP or whatever it is, but there's something, like, the way Ja Morant right now is for the NBA, just compelling, must-watch, getting the most views, all that stuff, which is always important for leagues. Maybe that's the best way to put it. Is Shohei Ohtani, like, the best, no pun intended, show for the league right now? Because you're getting moments like that, like him hitting his number, just the 11 strikeouts, just the things that he can do on both sides, whether it's on the mound or at the plate, that is compelling enough to keep drawing eyeballs to the sport.
I think he might be. I mean, if you think about yesterday, right, he's pitching on the same mound that Babe Ruth used to pitch on, and that's the last guy to do this, you know, hit and pitch at this kind of level. So there's a mystical aspect of it. I wish that the Angels are competitive this year. Right now they are, because he's kind of stuck in Anaheim where the games are on the West Coast and most of the East Coast doesn't see every time he pitches. I remember what a buzz it was when he started that game at Yankee Stadium last year and he left it one third of an inning, unfortunately, for the people that came there to see it. But they even changed the rule for him, guys. Like if the pitcher gets knocked out, he can remain as a DA. Mm-hmm. When he got knocked out in the first inning last year against the Yankees, he was done. But they changed the rule. There's an Ohtani rule. That's how valuable he is. You have to market him. You have to build things around him. And I think he could really be big for baseball.
Did the Yankees make a mistake in not just paying Aaron Judge what he wanted? Because it looks like it's going to cost him a little bit more with everything that he brings to the table. You talk about the home runs, the tremendous outfield defense. But come on, man. Did the kid just – it reminded me of the Mean Joe Green commercial when he threw the kid the jersey. You know what I mean? He just gets it, man. And, like, the Yankees may have to compete. And if they have to compete in the open market, it's going to cost them way more than what they offered in the beginning, because I can't see another owner saying, I don't want that or need that in my organization.
Well, I mean, it does narrow down to how many people would be able to bid. So John Heyman of the Post wrote a couple of weeks ago that the Mets wouldn't be in on it. Steve Cohen, you know, out of respect to Hal Steinbrenner, I'm not sure I'd buy that, but let's look around. What other teams can afford upwards of $35 to $40 million a year? The Giants can. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers can. I don't think the Dodgers are going to be in. They have Mookie Betts in right field. Right. The Mets can. Maybe the Padres will go crazy.
Boston wouldn't be involved in this at all?
I guess Boston could be involved, too. I guess they could. Remember, they went after Bernie Williams, and that's when George Steinbrenner saved the day. Listen, Bart, you're a businessman. You're great with money. I mean, you just don't give people whatever they want. I think the word around baseball is that the Yankees were eminently more than fair with their offer, 7 years at $30.5 million. And I don't blame for a second Judge betting on himself, because you know what? If he stays healthy, and hits 45 home runs and does what he does, he's going to get close to $40 million. He bet on himself. Now, if he gets hurt, well, that's a different story. Now, if the Yankees want to keep him, they certainly have the money to pay whatever they want. But I've seen it before. They will decide what they figure he's worth, and they'll draw a line in the sand. And people could get upset, and they'll go crazy if he goes somewhere else. And then the next year, if they pick up Juan Soto, then it's all going to be forgotten. But this guy, I agree with you, Bart. He's special because I've seen him around kids. I saw him with my two kids. We had them down in spring training. And the way he talks to kids, and if you noticed it in that video in the dugout, he gets down on his knee and he brings himself to the level of the child. And he talks to them like he's talking to an adult. And it's special. It's almost mesmerizing. And I think that's what you build around if you're baseball. That's something that you highlight. This guy gets it. And you have to get to the kids because the kids are the next generation.
Yep.
And he's great with them. He really is. He gets how to deal with children.
And he is not just valuable to the franchise for that. I think he's valuable to the entire sport for that. And having him in the biggest market is certainly something as well that's advantageous for the sport. But betting on himself so far, quarter into the season, or almost with 25 games right into the season, betting on himself looks like the right kind of bet. Michael, great to catch up with you. Thanks so much for the time.
Have a great weekend, guys.
All right. All the best. The great Michael Kay, the voice of the Yankees, and of course, again, the K-Rod cast on Sunday Night Baseball, although no K-Rod cast this Sunday night, Bart Scott. But we do have the National League Battle Sunday as the Cubs host the Dodgers, and coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, and then 7 p.m. on ESPN. But yes, programming note, no K-Rod cast for this game. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The sports truths that you want to know, that you need to know, coming up next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. Friday getting closer to weekend, Bart. Effing Friday for us today on this show. And you took that to heart today with some of these takes. I can't protect you from the Joel Embiid take you had today. I can't protect you from that.
They can't say he's not arguably right now one of the best ever. We're projecting a little bit, but we've never seen a big man do what he does, ever. I don't care. You can name whatever one, Wilt, Shaq, Alonzo. We've never seen no dude doing no sidestep three-point game winner bucket.
Well, we never saw anybody do that.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
He used to think it was a travel to take two steps to the left.
He took one step to the left.
Now it's like electric slide is part of NBA rules.
Come on, man. Jordan used to take eight steps. Like them dudes, Kobe used to take steps. All them dudes took extra steps. All them dudes. Steps.
Yeah, but at least towards the bat. Never mind. We're going to get sidetracked.
Yeah. It don't matter where I take my where I travel at. A travel is a travel. Whether it's backwards, forwards, left, or right.
But I'll tell you what, though. Another conversation we had today. If you missed the Embiid conversation, it was tweeted out on the Bart and Hahn Twitter feed. And you can hear what Bart had to say about Joel Embiid. And if you disagree with him, you can certainly call in. Or you could just answer. You can reply to the tweet. Or on Instagram as well. But what we also were talking about today, which has been fun, we asked Michael Kay to be part of it. And Michael Kay was great. He gave us a couple of ideas. Is Tom Brady responded to a Justin Bieber social media project, which was basically tell me a truth. And Tom Brady's truth was that the Tuck rule might have been a fumble. And then he giggled and then moved on. But we thought, what are real sports truths that we need to hear from people? And I mean, there's been some really good ones. So far, what have we had so far, Bart? We had Spygate, Bill Belichick admitting.
Altuve with
Jose Altuve.
The battery saying, cables on his nipples.
Yes, I did. Yes, my nipples were wired. We have had some pretty good ones. We've had people say that they want OJ to admit, but that's not really sports.
Right.
So I don't know if we're going with that.
Roger Clemens for Michael Kay.
Oh, that was good. Michael Kay brought up that, right? What were you really thinking when you threw the bat at Piazza, the broken bat at Piazza? That one, I like that one as well. A couple of ones we got on the Twitter feed. Why did NBA cancel the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
Yep.
I love this one. Jay Mays had this one. Was Joe Montana throwing it away, or did he really aim for Dwight Clark?
Ah. Well, you got the Franco. You got the Franco Harris. Did it really touch
That's the other one. Right. Did Franco Harris really catch the ball, or was it the Immaculate Deception?
Frozen envelope,
right. David Stern with somebody involved in that. Oh, I love that. There's been references also to Game 6 Lakers-Kings in 02. Was it rigged? Who would know? Somebody involved, could they come out and say yes?
Well, I want to know about the phantom foul on Bill Laimbeer against Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in like Game 6 of the Pistons, you know, versus them. Like when it was like they said it was a reputation foul because he never touched them.
They didn't.
The Pistons lost.
And they didn't have review back then, obviously, right? Yep. Buddha from the Bronx on Twitter said, I want to know from Tom Brady, what does Mr. Guerrero put in the avocado ice cream that can't be detected? Zach Lewis asked, he needs the truth from Paul Pierce. Did you really poop in the NBA Finals? And that's why you needed a wheelchair to get off the court.
I feel like Lamar Jackson answered it, but I want to know, was he coming off the porta potty when he beat Baker Mayfield on coming in at 4th-and-1 when he was in the back for like 20 minutes?
All right, let's continue. 888-SAY-ESPN. Mike is in Jersey. Mike, what truth do you need to hear from whom?
Barton Hahn, how we doing, gentlemen?
We're good.
You just mentioned it, I think, from Twitter a couple of minutes ago. Game 6 of the 2002 Western Conference Finals. Was it really rigged or was it not?
That has been one of the great controversies that the league – they say the league wanted the Lakers in the finals again because it was just better for ratings, and that's why they – and the Kings were the superior team that year. That Kings team was so good.
Turkaloos, Patriots, Pager.
Stojakovic.
Yeah, you had Chris Webber, Vlade Divac. You had I love my favorite Bobby. Was it Bobby Porter?
Bobby Jackson.
Jackson. Oh man, I used to love that team, man. Well was like the triangle / distributor from the center position, man.
Oh, I love this. David Gilbert just tweets us, and I think it would be Pete Carroll that would have to do this one. Why didn't the Seahawks run the ball on the 1 yard line? Why did you throw the pass? Tell me for real why. Not that was the best play.
It was cover zero.
That was the best choice and all that other stuff.
It was cover zero.
Yeah, exactly. How about Steve in New York? Steve in New York?
Hey,
yeah, what's up, man?
What's going on, guys? Listen, I want to know. How much did Bud Selig know about the steroid scandal?
Ooh, Bud Selig truth. When Justin Bieber asked Bud Selig for a truth, does Bud Selig look at the camera and say, we knew all along. We wanted it to happen. We liked it.
We needed it.
Then you all got upset about it. You media started asking questions. Right? If it wasn't for you meddling kids, baseball would still be America's pastime.
Holy cow manure, Batman.
How about Brandon in Florida? Brandon.
Was the Music City Miracle, was that a forward pass or not?
Yeah, man, that's a tough one.
It was just too good, we don't want to know. Right? Those are those things we don't want to know. See, these are good ones. All right, we'll continue with them. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. The NBA playoffs, ESPN Radio. Tune in tomorrow night. Man, if you can't be in front of a TV, you better be listening on ESPN Radio. Warriors-Grizzlies Game 3. Pivotal Game 3. They're in the Bay now for this series. This has been a nasty series. It has been a face-to-face series. It is Steph Curry. It is Ja Morant. We're going to have some fun. Oh, yeah, we're going to have some fun. It's presented by Indeed. Coverage begins 8 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN Radio stations. What we've got coming up for you are your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Also, what Bart Scott can't wait to watch this weekend. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Bart, so last night, we talked a lot of NBA today, but last night in the Stanley Cup playoffs, first of all, you had the Avalanche winning in overtime, Cale Makar, and after the Predators were embarrassed in Game 1, the Avs, they actually hold them to one goal for regulation, have a chance to win, but then lose in overtime. It's heartbreaker. So anyway, that's that. But last night's game between the Rangers and Penguins didn't go to overtime, and thank God. It didn't have to. But the Rangers got what they had to get, which is getting the win, so at least they go to Pittsburgh now for this series 1-1. But a much better game for them as they finally get some goals. They get five goals in this one, a 5-2 win. But Sidney Crosby's still showing you he's got a lot left in the tank. But Igor Shesterkin, the Rangers goaltender who has been fantastic all year, was great again, and he's been the reason so far in the first two games, and he'll be the reason why they can win this series.
You just talk about, like, you know, hockey's one of the one sports where, like, a goalie can stand on their head mm-hmm. and just dominate a series. No matter how great the other side plays, he just can erase a lot of the deficiencies and the holes from his teammates. And we see this with Shesterkin. You know, as a former Red Wings fan, I remember when Osgood did it. I forgot Ozzie. What's the other guy, man? That
Dominic Hasek?
Yes, Hasek. Mm-hmm. I got a puck by him. You know what I mean? Dominic Hasek. Kind of doing his thing. Vernon, man. All right. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think, like, we've been waiting for Shesterkin to do this. And I was concerned that maybe just after, repelling 83 shots the night before, that maybe he might be a little fatigued, a little let down. And this team showed a lot of maturity. The fact that they didn't allow the loss from the first game, the heartbreaker, where they thought they had it won, you know, with the goalie interference, leak over to game two. So now it's a series.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, for the Rangers, it just felt like they still don't understand, like, the level you got to get to play a playoff game, right? Like, you could just see it even earlier in the game. It was 1-1. Like, even when Sidney made it 3-2, Crosby made it 3-2 late in the second period, and he did it in a way so typical of, like, what a star player who's, you know, at the, like on the back end of his career, and he's not, like, done, but he's got so much
super
left in the
crafty.
Tank. Like, he was just like, you know what, if I get one here, it's a one-goal game at the end of the period, kind of we get momentum. Like, he knew what his team needed. It was 3-1.
Yep.
And the building was, again, all Rangers. The garden was fantastic. And Crosby just, man, like, he was determined to score a goal on that shift. And you could just see it in him. It's like, put some concern and fear into the Rangers. But to their credit, like you mentioned, showing that metal, got to turn it up a notch. And they did in that third period. And they obviously get the goals they needed. And when the net was empty, the whole building was chanting Igor because they wanted Shesterkin to score and put it into the empty net. But still, for the Rangers, big win, game three on Saturday.
Bart and Hahn.
All right, Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We want you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. They're close, convenient, known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service, and professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. As I mentioned, Bart Hahn, we're presented by Progressive Insurance, and we're going into the weekend, Bart Scott. And when we go into the weekend on Effing Friday, in our very last segment of the show, we like to see what you can't wait to see this weekend, so let's get to it.
There's so much going on in sports this weekend.
Here comes Showtime with the hammer for the win.
And Bart Scott.
Can't wait.
Can't wait on Bart and Hahn.
All right, Can't Wait is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. What is something this weekend, Bart, you can't wait to see?
Oh, tonight, man, I can't wait to see that Realist Reed moment as the Dark Knight goes, comes in with his whiz with chili Philly cheese steak coming in to Meek Mill and Kevin Hart on the sideline and Michael Blackson as the return of the Dark Knight comes back with his all blacked out Batman kit equipped with the spikes. I think Joel Embiid comes back, and listen, they may not win, but it's going to be entertaining, and he's going to put himself, I believe, in Philadelphia folk hero type of status, because I think he's going to come back and have a great game. You know, I didn't agree with Ethan Thomas, you know, saying, hey, he don't think it's important for him to come back. It is exactly the reason, because he's going to show the metal that Ben Simmons didn't show by coming back and facing the critics or coming back and fighting through adversity. I can't wait to see what happens tonight, man. It's going to be exciting as they fight for their life. You talk about backs to the wall, it's nothing greater than that.
So you're not saying that he's going to inspire them to the win. But you're not ready to go that far, though.
No, I think he's going to inspire them. They could win. I mean, but I think
– But you're not going to say they are going to win. That's what I mean. Like, you're saying could win. Like, you're giving yourself the out, which means –
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not 100%. All right, Heat Sixers, 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. That's game three, and the Heat are up 2-0. The second game is Suns Mavericks, 9:30 ESPN as well, 9:30 Eastern. Suns are up 2-0 in that. And, I mean, can't wait – You know, I mean, I look forward to it, I guess. But you know what I can't wait for?
What's that?
Man, I mean, I can't wait for Grizzlies Warriors on Saturday night, 8:30 ABC. I mean, come on, man.
That
series so far has been kind of, it's been a little bit nasty. It's been a little bit nice. Like, it's been a whole lot of emotion, and it's that it's the up and coming team that's trying to let the, you know, that championship caliber big three veteran group let them know, like, your time's over.
Yeah, it's like the Pistons trying to be, it's like the Pistons trying to unseat the Boston Celtics.
Feels right, like it, right?
And fighting for that supremacy. But what happened in that series? They lost, right? They got to understand the pain and know how to win championship time. You know what I mean? Championship winning time. And I think the Grizzlies are going to be a great team as they continue to grow together, but they still need to learn some more lessons. It's going to be exciting to see how it happens as Ja's becoming a superstar. Mm-hmm. And what I love about it, how Golden State is looked at as the, like, accomplished team, not gritty. But you talk about the music from YG and Yo Gotti on the, you know, down in Memphis, going over with E, for, you know, 40, Too Short, all that stuff in the Bay Area, man. They're kind of similar, and they don't see it. But I tell you what, that environment's going to be rocking. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because you know that Bay Area music and that vibe and that arena is one of the loudest arenas in all the professional sports.
How about Rangers Penguins game three? That's a big game Saturday night. Looking forward to that. Can't wait for that. Are you into Formula One by any chance?
Y'all love me some Lewis Hamilton, man. Come on, man. He's the Black Tiger Woods. He's the Tiger Woods of our generations. Talk about, you know, riding that, you know, being able to drive that Rizzot.
Well, that's Sunday. The very first Grand Prix in Miami. It's a little South Beach action. You going to be tuning into that?
Yeah, man, that's like Monaco. You know, they'd be over there doing it in Monaco. That's like the Spain version or the French version of that. You know what I mean? So they should be very familiar with the scenery. You know what I mean? It's going to be exciting to see.
Yeah, so a lot of stuff going on this weekend. It's going to be certainly a lot of fun. All right, 888 say ESPN. You want to grab some calls here before we call
let's
it a day?
Let's do it, man. Let's end it strong.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's see. Sports Truth. Steve is in Michigan. Steve.
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up?
Absolutely love the show. I want to know if Muhammad Ali actually caught Sonny Liston with that punch in their second fight, or was it a phantom knockout?
Oh, that is true, man. People believe that he just one thing that Sonny Liston, one thing that people, you know, thought about Sonny Liston, the only thing that scared him after being a former mob hitman was a crazy person. He thought that Muhammad Ali was certified crazy.
Now, who would admit that one? That's the thing. You got to find out who knows. Chris is in Tennessee. A sports truth that you need to know, Chris.
Yes, absolutely need to know. Happy Friday, guys. Look forward to a good weekend. I need to know my sports truth is Fiesta Bowl 02-03 Ohio State, Miami. What is the deal with that flag? Worth calling sports history. Thank you, guys.
I don't know the reference, though. I'm not that up on it. You know the reference he's talking
about?
Was it
Ohio State, Miami, he's at?
Yeah, a Fiesta Bowl.
No, I'd have to look that up.
I gotta be honest with you. I'm not smart enough to have that one in my.
Might have been a pass interference
in my Rolodex.
Like
Clint in Vegas. Clint.
Hey, my sports truth is if Michael Jordan played baseball because he was suspended from basketball.
We asked that earlier in the show. That's what we said. Why did you really retire in '93? They did talk about it in The Last Dance, but I'm not sure if we got. You know, if Justin Bieber said, tell me a truth, would Michael Jordan tell us the truth on that one? Corey in Jersey, what do you got?
Hey, guys. So I'll be brief. The coin flip for Magic Johnson in 79, did the Lakers actually win it? Or did the league take a look at what the Lakers had and what Chicago was? And we know what Chicago was from watching The Last Dance. And just say, it's better if we put him in L.A. It'll be better for our league.
Listen, I mean, the league was built off stars in big markets, and there was something set up perfectly for that. That's what also leads us to the frozen envelope. Did they want to put Patrick Ewing in New York because New York needed that kind of star? And for the NBA, they built themselves off of having big stars in big markets.
Yeah, you couldn't blame them, right? It was good for business. You couldn't blame it back in the day. As you know, just look at what David Stern did in his reign to be able to get the league where it needs to be.
A lot of truths, there's no doubt about that, but we needed some truth tonight. Will Joel Embiid play? We'll find out. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.